Blue Flint Ethanol is continuing its efforts to find new fuel and power sources. The plant is co-located with Great River Energy's Coal Creek Power Plant near Underwood. The power plant is scheduled to close in 2022. Blue Flint uses waste steam from Coal Creek as the energy for the refining process. Blue Flint was recently awarded $155,000 from the state's Agricultural Product Utilization Commission to conduct research and a feasibility study to use biomass as its fuel source.
We've been looking at a multitude of technologies and a multitude of fuel options as we look to repower the facility and bring utilities in to extend the life of the asset.
Jeff Zuger is CEO of Midwest Ag Energy, which owns Blue Flint.
The work that we did around biomass, primarily wheat straws, grain straws, and maybe to a lesser extent corn stover, you know, certainly indicates that there's enough biomass in the region around Underwood to support fueling our facility from a thermal needs perspective.
Zuger says the company is also looking at natural gas as a potential fuel source, and he says Midwest Ag Energy hopes to have a decision on this by October.
Based on the APUC grant, we're moving ahead with more detailed engineering design and analysis on that to understand the capital and the technologies so that we can make a decision around whether or not biomass will be part of our future or we move ahead with natural gas.
Zuger says he's very optimistic over the future of Blue Flint.
From the capacity to bring in natural gas, to bring water supply, to provide the technology that continues to allow us to remain a low-carbon fuel producer, all looks very favorable. So I would say that the likelihood that we'll go ahead with the repower is very high, but ultimately that's the board's decision.
Midwest Ag Energy also owns the Dakota Spirit Ethanol Plant in Spiritwood near Jamestown. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.